Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus, and we're catching up now with Jeremy from Southwest Yamaha. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Yeah, good this morning, Jeremy. It's woke up this morning and looked outside. I thought it's actually a pretty good morning to go for a ride, as a matter of fact.
It is a very crisp and clear morning. It would be a great morning for a ride, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be, But I'm talking to you, Jeremy, so after that, yeah. I might go out for a ride. But, mate, we're going to talk about some ATVs this morning in particular. That deadline is looming. It's on the horizon where certain motorbikes will not be available to purchase anymore. It's around October, that deadline.
That's correct, Tom. And look, we've all had this conversation over and over, so everybody's clear on it. October 11 is the official deadline. It has been pushed back to December 31st. However, no more forward orders can be taken. It's just simply been pushed back to accommodate the amount of orders in the system. So basically, you know, from here on in, Yamaha especially, I know Honda and Can-Am and Polaris are pretty much all in the same boat, but there's no more forward orders, I'm afraid. So the race is pretty much run and done. And from here on in, yeah, unless you've got your order in the system, you're pretty much done as far as those brands are concerned, yeah.
Yeah, unless you can just walk in and happen to find one on the showroom floor that hasn't been snazzled up yet.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not a lot of chance of that. Everything that we've got on the floor's got a sold sign on it. So that's made life very difficult from that angle. Yeah, it's a very strange decision, but nonetheless, yep.
There it is. So, Jeremy, look, it's not all bad news, though. With a bit of bad news, we've got a bit of good news, and that is that you're going to be branching out and picking up another brand of ATV which does meet the requirements and the standards. So what can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, Tom, so basically with the pulling out of the main manufacturers from the ATV market, there are a couple of Chinese manufacturers that have decided to hang around. They can obviously see an opening in the market and to sell a lot of products. So a couple of them have put their hands up and said that they are prepared to fit rollover devices to their quads. One of those, and we believe the best of the three, is CF Moto. And at Southwest Yamaha, we are now going to be Southwest Yamaha and CF Moto because we are taking that brand on. So we're actually looking forward to that. It should be good.
Yeah, so that'll bring a bit of a new lineup to the catalogue there. Obviously, a few new options across a couple of different CC ranges.
That's right. I mean, CF Moto have got quads that start at 400 CCs and go right through to 1,000 CCs. Prices range from as low as $6,990 for a 400, right up to sort of $13,000-$14,000 for 1,000. CC, and then they've got a really good range of what we call a UTV or a side-by-side vehicle as well. So we'll be able to supply a bigger range of UTV and a range of ATV as well going forward, which is a good thing for the consumer, we believe.
So from what point in time will people be able to drop past there in Bunbury at Southwest Yamaha and have a look at some of these new bikes when they get there?
Sure. We're still waiting for stock to arrive, and we should see stock, as far as floor stock is concerned, we should see that probably in around about 4 weeks' time. However, if there is something in the CF Moto range that you like, we can already do a forward order and have it delivered PD'd and supplied straight away. So we can supply straight away, but as far as, you know, coming in and having a look, and a sit on and a touchy feel, we're sort of still looking about 4 weeks away. Just with freight and all that sort of thing going on at the moment, Tom, everything's a little bit slow.
Yeah, of course. No, and that, look, 4 weeks, it'll go by pretty quick and the listeners will be able to get in there and check out the new range if they haven't stocked up on what's already been sold there already. But, yeah, look, no, good news there, Jeremy. Glad to see that that's an opportunity there for Southwest Yamaha to branch out a little bit more. And, look, there's still going to be other trusty Yamaha bikes that can be sold there regardless. It's just some of the quad bikes won't be available, but that doesn't take everything out of the range.
That's correct. We've still got a good farm range. We still have our side-by-side range with our Viking and Wolverine. We've still got the Ag range with the Ag 200 and the Ag 125 and even the XT 250, a good farm bike, and the TTR 230. So there's still a good range of farm bikes with Yamaha. And then obviously you've got all your kids' fun bikes and your motocross bikes, your enduro bikes, your kids. They haven't hasn't affected the kids' quad bike lineup either. So the Raptor 90 and the Raptor 50 still available. So there's still a lot to choose from within Yamaha, and it's a great product. We've just had to jump ship as far as the ATV lineup's concerned. So, yeah, looking forward to it, Tom. It should be a good thing.
Great stuff. Listeners, if you want more information, just get hold of Southwest at Yamaha and ask all the questions you like. Otherwise, Jeremy, great to catch up with you this morning.
Tom, thanks for your time, and thanks for the opportunity to let all the listeners know what's going on out there. And like you said, if anybody needs anything at all, come and see us, and we'll look after you for sure.